This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Very, very sad news over the weekend, or coming out from over the weekend, that Eagles great Timmy Brown passed away at 82 years old. I got the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, on the line this morning to talk about Timmy's career and life. Merrill, good morning. What made Timmy Brown such a fan favorite with Birds fans?
Well, there are a lot of things. Number one, he was blindingly fast, and he had tremendous, tremendous moves. He was an exceptional running back, but not only that, he was a terrific kickoff returner. The big thing I remember was 1961. The season began as Timmy Brown took one back 105 yards against the Cleveland Browns at Franklin Field. What a way to get the season started, and that was the longest kickoff return in Eagles history.
What was his personality like off the field, Merrill?
Well, he's a handsome guy, very, very got movie star looks, and he was charming. He was a lot of fun. He was really a terrific guy, and you knew at that time that he could have a career in entertainment afterwards, and he went on to do some things in the movies. I remember he had a part, not a big part, but he still appeared in the movie, not the television show, but in the movie MASH.
And, you know, it's not only that, he did a lot of other things after his career as well. He was the probation officer. The story before his career is a rather rough childhood where he spent time in an orphanage. He did not get a full ride to Ball State. He only got a partial scholarship, and he was drafted in the later rounds by the Vince Lombardi Green Bay Packers and then got cut after the first game. How did those early life struggles define who Timmy Brown was?
Well, I don't know. I only know that he was drafted in the 27th round. Can you imagine that there were 27 rounds in the draft? Now we have seven. But actually, they just drafted. It's like baseball, where you just drafted until somebody stopped picking. And it went 27 rounds. And then, of course, being Vince Lombardi, one of the great coaches in the history of the National Football League, actually released him. I think they felt that he had fumble problems, and the Eagles picked him up as a free agent in 1960, and he went on from there. Didn't play as much in the 1960 season. He was more of a backup, but in 61 he really exploded and became a star. The other big game he had was against Dallas in 1966. He had two kickoff touchdowns in one game, which is still tied for an NFL record. I don't think anybody has ever had three.
And, you know, when he really took off, Merrill, when he really had tremendous numbers in the 62 and 63 season and then seasons after that, it was on Eagles teams that weren't necessarily good. If he were on better teams, do you think his numbers would have been even better?
Hard to say. We're going back into history, and you'd have to really be keyed in on that and have that kind of memory. I mean, I was very, very young at that time, and I did get to watch him at Franklin Field, and I did get to enjoy seeing him, and I did meet him. I met him several times, but by then he was much, much older, and the last time I saw him was when the Eagles honored their 1960 championship team, and he came in. And he was not in very good health at that point.
And the last thing I have for you, Merrill, is that, you know, he was such a fan favorite, as we've talked about. But I also get the sense from watching videos over the past 24 hours and reading different things that he loved being an Eagle. While the fans loved him, he loved playing basically his entire career in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I can't ever remember seeing Timmy Brown without looking at him smiling. There are certain athletes in all sports that you look at and you say, they play with a sense of joy, that they just love being out there playing. And when you think about, for example, you think about golf, you think about Arnold Palmer, the joy he had every time he played golf. You think about in baseball, even though we think of him for other things now, Pete Rose, when he was on the field, looked like he was really having a great time. And if you go back in tennis, there was Jimmy Connors, who bounced around the court and just had a great time. Timmy Brown was one of those guys who played like he was really, really having fun. The late Tommy McDonald, the Hall of Fame wide receiver, he played that way. And you know, even though you don't see him because of the helmet on his face, but the Eagle that I think of right now, who really seems like every time he's going out there to play football, that he's having a great time, is Jason Kelce.
With the highlights that I've been watching of Timmy Brown over the past day, you can tell that he was a dynamic player and very, very fun to watch. Merrill, thank you very much for taking a few minutes this morning to talk about the life of Timmy Brown. Really appreciate it. Stay safe, stay well to you and yours during this scary time, and look forward to the next time we speak to you.
Thank you, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.